Coming up in about 20 minutes or so, Nick Kostos will tell you how you should wager this weekend. The sheer volume of British television that you watch, that you were discussing with Courtney during the break is wild to me.
Yeah, I watch a lot of BBC.
Why are you so interested in that?
I don't know. It's like this show's like Gangs of London. Unbelievable TV show.
Where does that take place?
London.
Oh. Is it the accents that you like?
I just like the whole like London swag in like some of the TV shows. So there's Top Boy, which I watch. I'm watching The Gentlemen. It's a London-based TV show with the kid. I forget who.
There's a lot of popular British shows.
Luther
though.
With Idris Elba.
Industry. I don't know if you ever watched that.
No,
Sisters. I watched that. That was a British one.
I've never watched that. Supercell, which is like their version of.
Don't forget Downton Abbey.
I never watched.
EastEnders.
I watch like a lot of the kind of like the gangster shows. Hijack.
Ooh, great show.
Right? I just didn't take you for a big fan of British television.
Yeah, no, I definitely am.
Yeah.
They got some good shows, man, I'm telling you.
Well, and you learn something about another culture.
Yeah, and I learned their language over there, which is pretty cool.
I mean, it's very similar to the English language.
I'm talking about their slang.
The slang.
Yeah, because I'm big into London hip hop.
The slang is they do different.
Yeah, so that's I guess maybe that's what kind of gives.
Well, Curtis lived there. I don't know.
I don't like to talk about it.
No, really.
I mean, with the Patriots playing there this week.
Yeah.
Curtis, I'm sure you're well versed in the English slang.
I am. I actually had an idea. I don't know if it's a good one. Most aren't. But what if we did we can't announce it, so we'd have to do it now, so Jackson couldn't look ahead. But a
Jackson game?
Jackson game.
Jackson, get in here now. Because he'll cheat.
And so.
What's the game? Oh, here he is. Oh, there he is. He came from the other door. Where were you? Oh, hello, Jackson. Step right up. Good morning. Hello, what's the game, Curtis?
So we call it.
Good morning.
In England, they call it, and Jackson has to say what it is.
We call it, in America, it's this.
Right.
In England, it's that.
Ooh. I think I can do pretty well at that. I watched all of Downton Abbey.
You did?
Yes.
Oh, you watched all of Downton Abbey.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Are you ready?
You crushed last time we did a game like
I'm
this.
Ready. Right.
What was that game that you did while I was out?
It was like...
Are You Smarter Than a Jackson?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. So this is Are You Smart... More? Are You... more well-versed in English culture than a Jackson.
That's correct.
Let's go.
All right. So in... Ooh, I love it. We'll start basic. In America, we call it an elevator. In London, they call it...
They call it a lift.
Nailed it.
Wow.
Nailed it.
In America, we call it a windshield. In London, we call it...
Dan, I don't know.
Windscreen.
Windscreen.
Yeah.
Okay.
In America, we call it a parking lot. In London, we call it...
A yard?
Car park.
Car park.
Oh. Yard was a good guess because of Scotland Yard.
Exactly, yeah.
Yes.
In America, we call it garbage. In London, we call it...
Rubbish?
Nailed it.
Wow.
Oh, we need the James Nailed It.
Jackson, you're very good at this.
I don't know why.
Is it watching? It's just watching television shows.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Yeah.
One of my favorite shows of all time, Keeping Up Appearances. Very good show.
What is it?
Keeping Up Appearances. It's very, very fun, funny British comedy.
Did you ever watch Fawlty Towers?
Fawlty Towers is the greatest sitcom of all time.
You and I, Curtis is obsessed with The Office.
Yep.
Very good. Fawlty Towers, you include, I don't care what you put in the category, Seinfeld, Cheers, Fawlty Towers is the single greatest situation comedy ever created by entertainment.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you and I could not agree more.
Fawlty Towers is what they call those two legs of yours, bro.
I thought you were going to go in the seafood direction, but I mean, a little advanced for you, sense of humor-wise.
Sorry.
Go ahead, Curtis. What's next?
Okay. In America, we say a dude. In London, we say...
A chap?
No. Bloke.
Bloke. Chap works.
Okay. In America, we say it is packed in here, or more to say, like a large crowd. So exiting a stadium, it's packed. In London, they say it is. This is my favorite. One of my favorites.
I'm blanking on that one. I have no idea.
Shuck a block.
All right. Okay. Really? That sounds dirty.
I would have gotten that one. Yeah.
In America, we say it's a toilet is a john. In London, we call it
a loo, and not the Merlone type.
Oh wow.
There you go. Whoa. Yeah.
I like when you add a little color to the end of the answer. And you tied it into the radio.
Yes, I'm you know.
I mean, that's A+.
Professional.
Yeah.
In America, we call them chips. In England, we call, or London, with same difference, we call them...
Fries? What?
I think
I think it's the other way around.
Crisps.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, you're right about that.
Yeah, crisps.
I knew that would sort of, you know, razzle-dazzle. In America, we call it an apartment. In London, we call it...
Flat.
There we go. We'll wrap here. Here, we call it a cookie. In London, we call it a...
Oh, I thought that was crisp, but, biscuit.
Nailed it!
Yes,
well done.
Jackson.
Jackson.
That's a property right there, man.
Wow, you went 500.
Well done, Jackson.
Not bad.
Better than Shime's bet.
There you go.
Well done. Thank you.
Thank
sorry,
you.
Sir.
Right. Nice job by Jackson.
Excellent.
Impromptu, by the way.
I got a really funny story that I think you'll love really quick, if you want.
We'll be the judge.
What'd you get for your birthday?
Yes. Is this the same story you told yesterday afternoon?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
I think
wait,
that
where
Greg...
Did he where did he tell
on the afternoon program.
Oh. Well, if you already told it on the
I just thought that you were laughing. And I asked Ken if I should even bring it up to you. And he's like, yeah, if it's funny. The other day, I was visiting my mother in the hospital. And I... nature called before I got there.
Okay.
And you know the Muddy River over by Jamaica Plain on the Jamaica Way near all the hospitals?
Yes.
There's a little creek.
Uh-huh.
Fell right in the river.
You what?
Fell right in the river.
So you were urinating in the river.
I was done doing that.
Okay.
Well,
there's no...
And then trying to climb up the bank a little bit, slid right down all the way
into
my waist.
No. Really?
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Were you tinkling or were you...
No, I was done. I was there.
But no,
no, yeah,
okay,
number one.
Okay.
Were there no public restrooms?
No,
that you could avail yourself to. You were driving.
I was driving. Yep, parked in a little bit of a walk from the car. Yep.
And then
it was a very wooded area, very private, very dark. So I'm like, all right, yeah.
I feel like that's a risk because if somebody catches you, you would have to register as a sex offender.
Oh yeah, that's
well. Wait, how you were heading to the hospital?
Yes. Yeah.
How long of the walk?
It's like a 10-minute walk.
You couldn't hold it for 10 minutes?
Yeah, I was drinking a lot of water.
Did you have an empty water bottle or anything?
No.
Oh.
I don't trust myself with that, but I thought that you would find that funny.
None of Elton John's security guards were around?
No, I didn't have an assistant there, but yeah.
I mean, I guess that's kind of funny. Yeah. Like you fell in.
Who had a better reaction, this show or the afternoon show?
Did you go in... to the hospital, fully soaking wet.
No.
I had to. I'm not going to drive back to Denham and then back to in town, you know?
So you were just sitting in your...
Did they think it was weird?
I told them what happened.
Oh, you did?
So now it's a point of humor around there. It's a pretty dark place. Yeah.
What would they call that in London? Here we say we're taking a pee.
I don't know. They would call it stupid is what they would call it.
They would take a wee.
A wee.
Yes. No, that was Paris, France. Wee.
All right. Well, thanks.
Jackson, thank you.
Good job, Jackson.
Well done.
Great idea.
Thanks.
Excellent.
I love Lou Merlone. That's my new favorite.
Coming up, we'll talk to Nick Kostos about this weekend's games, including the New England Patriots and the Jacksonville Jaguars in London, England. Right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Timeout Market Boston. Thursday night football, Broncos beat up on a banged up Saints team. Final score was 33-10 there. In college, BC fell to Virginia Tech on the road 42-21. And some shocking news in college sports, UVA head basketball coach Tony Bennett has announced he's retiring at 55 years old, just 3 weeks before UVA's season opener. Weird story there. In baseball, the Guardians get on the board with a 7-5 win over the Yankees. New York leads the ALCS 2-1. In the NLCS, the Dodgers go up 3-1 on the Mets with a 10-2 win last night. The Patriots have landed in London with Drake May on the injury report for the second day with a knee injury. He was a full participant at practice before they left, and Alex Van Pelt not worried about this injury.
Yeah, not concerned. You know, that's for the head coach and trainers, but looked good to me yesterday as he worked.
And Gerard Mayo was just asked in London, according to Chris Mason of Mass Live, about the MRI, and he said, "I'm not getting into any imaging," which seems like an odd, you know, why wouldn't you just say yes or no? But
that's a weird answer.
Yeah.
Okay.
And DC's with a great, great potential explanation for Jackson. Did he pee himself and then jump in the water to cover it up?
Oh, a yes. Pro move.
That is on.
Like, not like the famous Little League incident that occurred to yours truly.
Yeah. Oh.
Huh?
I didn't know that.
Oh, my God. You didn't?
I've shared that on the show before. I peed my pants in Little League.
Save that.
I was playing second base.
Without Little League.
And I told my mom about it, and she said to just grab dirt and try to cover it up. So I tried to cover it like that. It was, I think everybody knew what had occurred, but it was such a nice sentiment from my mom. Like she told me nobody noticed, and it was mid game.
Right.
She told me nobody noticed. Just throw a little dirt on it, and you'll be fine.
Oh man, they were all like, "Why is Hill over there rubbing dirt all over his shorts?"
Yes, they probably were. In hindsight, they probably were. Yes.
Ramondre Stevenson was absent from practice again yesterday, but he is in London with the team. We have seen him on video. And experience the essence of Boston's culinary and cultural scene at Time Out Market Boston, nestled in the Fenway. From live music sessions to food and beverage tastings and everything in between, Time Out Market Boston showcases the best of the city under one roof.
I have one last pair of VIP tickets for Oyster Bash tomorrow at the Lobster Trap in Bourne that I would like to give away. So we can hang out together tomorrow, enjoy some live music, great live music, and we can throat some oysters, we can enjoy some adult beverages, and have a blast at the Lobster Trap. And that whole event benefits the Greg Hill Foundation. So if you are caller number 9 right now on the contest line, which is 617-931-0937, you get a couple tickets to join me tomorrow at the Lobster Trap, a true Cape Cod experience.
It really shouldn't have a big fishy smell. Correct.
Yeah, that is true. Curtis, the weather?
Ooh, quickly, sorry. Some breaking news that just broke. Jay Cutler arrested for DUI gun possession in Tennessee.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Well, I mean, when they say gun possession, what does that mean? I mean,
means he has a gun on him.
Doesn't everybody in Tennessee have a gun on them, though?
So
pretty much.
That be, like, unregistered?
Okay.
If it's in a police report.
Well, probably all goes back to the ex-wife dating a young dude.
Right.
Emasculating.
They broke up, though.
She and the guy did.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll keep you up to date on that.
That mugshot is not great.
Not great.
I need to see it on Twitch.
Yeah. Mitch, I pinged it to you.
Okay.
Put some dirt on that, Jay. 48 degrees, sunny, afternoon high of 60, Greg Hill.
Okay. All right. We'll be back with Nick Costos and how to wait.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Major this weekend. Jones and Keefe coming up in about a half an hour on a Patriots Friday. New England Patriots are in London, England, and addressing the media. And at some point, we'll get to Drake May and what he said moments ago, which arguably is the answer of the century, maybe, Shine, would you say?
Yes, excellent. There's a reason why he is my king.
A well-thought-out answer to a difficult question from QB1. So we'll get to that coming up, and we are going to talk to Nick Kostos momentarily on how you should wager this weekend. This is Justin from Providence, Rhode Island, where we were a couple weeks ago in Newport. Hey, Justin, what's up?
That's up, Providence. What's up, fellas?
What's going on?
Chris Curtis hitting that lead today on the head.
Yeah.
I want to ask a few things. That 2001 Super Bowl, does anybody remember the team coming out as one? I'll never forget that moment. I almost feel like it was a Muhammad Ali trick. Like, that game was over the second that team walked out as a unit.
Yeah.
I'll never forget my father beating his chest like King Kong. And then Wiggy, what was discussed before that game doing that? Did you guys, were you surprised doing that? How did that feel doing it? Because no team's ever done that before that moment. You know what I'm saying?
No.
I want to ask your opinion on that. Go ahead.
No, the defense was supposed to get called out, and Lawyer Malloy goes, no. We're not going out as a defense.
That was all Lawyer.
Yeah, we're going out as a team.
Sadly, he was traded.
Yeah, and that's kind of how it all popped off.
I mean, that to me, I'm with Justin 1,000%. That moment, I remember where I was, what I was doing, who I was with, when Pat Summerall, because that, you have to remember, that was the era the year before Mr. White's suit had the 15-minute gyration with the Ravens and Ray Lewis being introduced. And in that spot, they changed it all. Pat Summerall goes, choosing to be introduced as a team, the New England Patriots. It was awesome.
Yeah, and your lead, Curtis, was,
oh, was awesome.
A response to the Dan Shaughnessy column in the Globe, which suggests that the 04 Red Sox World Series win was the greatest moment.
Greatest story.
I got to be careful. Greatest story in New England sports history.
Here's the reason. The Red Sox were a better team than the Yankees.
You said 2001 Patriots was better. Just
2001, because of what it represented. It was the first championship of my lifetime. It doesn't count when I'm two. After the awful 90s, you get into 2000. The Patriots were an afterthought. That season was so shocking. And the storybook of the snowball, the Tuck Rule, closing out the old Foxborough Stadium, going to Pittsburgh, Bledsoe coming back in, getting you through that game. 1 week in between, after 9/11, introduces a team, greatest show on turf. You come back, Tom Brady says, go out there, or Drew tells Tom, go out there and sling it. They hit Jermaine Wiggins right before Vinatieri. It's the 48-yard field goal. You can't
beat
it.
But Sox had to do something that had never been done before. Coming back from three down. I mean, that makes... Mm-hmm.
But they were good my whole lifetime. Like, they were never awful.
The year before that, they lost in game 7 of the ALCS. So they were a good baseball team. We came out of nowhere.
You're not allowed to defend yourself in the discussion.
I thought I could maybe just jump in a little bit and give a quick nugget.
This is like, you're not allowed to, when you run for class president, you're not supposed to vote for yourself. So I don't think you're allowed.
It's like the Bruins when they have the greatest, regular season era and don't win. And then the next year they win it. Like, the expectations were, you should still win it. The Red Sox.
So the expectations were that the Sox would be there again.
Yeah.
They were in game 7. If Grady Little's not a boob, they win that game the year before. Then they add Curt Schilling. They add Keith Folk. I mean, that roster was loaded.
Okay. Well, if you miss Curtis's lead, you can go back and listen to it along with all the other leads on the Odyssey app. Go back and listen to anything that you missed. Curtis's lead happened around 6:30 this morning, so just go back and listen to anything. But if you miss anything on this show at any time, you can always go back and listen to it on the Odyssey app.
That was a proper lead, Curtis.
Yes, well done.
Oh, and there's a Bills fan saying Yawn Fest in the Twitch. I would just like to ask Big Cat Mafia, what's your favorite Super Bowl loss?
Yeah, Bills fans don't like the discussion about the...
It's tough when Tom was 33-2 against
the years of glory.
Oh, you had four of them to choose from in a row. Pick one.
With us now, the host of You Better You Bet, an Odyssey sports betting insider. His name is Nick Kostos, and he is presented by BetMGM. Check out all the latest lines right now on the BetMGM app. Good morning, Nick.
My favorite Bills Super Bowl loss is Super Bowl 25 against the Giants, 20-19, wide right. That's my favorite. Great to be on with you guys.
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm doing awesome, except for the fact that my baseball team got its junk kicked in last night by the Cleveland Guardians. But otherwise, and I got to listen to Curtis say that the 2001 Patriots are a better sports story in Boston than the two. I'm not a Bostonian, but it seemed to me that the 2004 Red Sox coming back from 3-0 down to beat my Yankees is probably a little better. But what the hell do I know?
Well, not much about college football. We knew that last week.
Hey, good! You nailed it, buddy, with Oregon. Who do you like this weekend?
I like none of the games. I have no idea who's playing.
No, but you have my number. Like, I'm being serious. Like, you text me the game you like, and I will ride it with you tomorrow.
Oh, I love it. Okay.
Georgia.
By the way, Georgia, yeah.
Georgia taking on number one Texas.
I do like Georgia a little, yeah.
Did I see yesterday they immediately went and changed that rule so that nobody can do what they did to
win? Well, it's like Lanning couldn't help himself. Like, he had to, like, everyone knew that he did the 12-men thing on purpose on Saturday, and he just had to have that smirk on his face and be like, yeah, we did it on purpose. Like when the Patriots, and I would do it too, when they cheated against the Ravens in that playoff game with Edelman and the forward pass.
No, but they did. That wasn't cheating.
Okay, in the same way that Lanny did, whatever. Yeah. Like, I would do it, too. I love that he did it. He did the right thing. It was like he got up there and, like, smirked in front of everyone. Like, yeah, like, we gotcha. So, yeah, I thought Lanny made a huge mistake doing that.
All right, well, speaking of our Patriots, they are in London as we speak. What do you look at when it comes to this game Sunday?
I thought Drake May looked really good last week against the Texans, especially in the second half once he starts to get more comfortable. I mean, obviously the offense is night and day with him versus Jacoby Brissett. So if I had to bet the game, I would actually bet the Patriots just to win. It's kind of similar advice to what I gave last week, which was if you like New England, bet them to win. If you like the Texans, bet them to win by 17+. That ended up happening in the latter with Houston winning by 20. The Jaguars quit last week in their London game against the Bears. How do we know? Because they told you. Safety Andre Sisco did two things. Number one, wrote the thong song. Number two, told the media after the game, like, yeah, like, they quit. And now they're playing the Patriots this weekend, and the Patriots have not yet quit this season. Remains to be seen if they will. So I would lean into uncertainty if you want to bet the side of the game. Bet the Patriots just win the game on the money line, plus 185 at BetMGM. But my preferred play in this game would be the total. Now, right now, there's what a shocker. London in October. There's rain in the forecast. If we get to Sunday and, like, everyone's watching pregame show or whatever, and the weather is cleared, I think this is a great bet on the over in this game with these two offenses, with Drake May and Trevor Lawrence. So over is my bet, assuming it's not like pouring rain on Sunday in London. And just prop-wise here, I've been really disappointed, as I'm sure Patriots fans are, in Jalen Polk, right? I thought May and Polk would have like a nice connection going on. Gerard Mayo kind of throwing Polk under the bus after the game last week. Immaturity, like no attention to detail.
Deservedly so.
Agreed.
I mean, he has trouble catching the football.
Agreed, and couldn't get his feet down against the Dolphins. That was not meant to be a shot at Mayo. You're 100% right about that. So we've seen Pop Douglas kind of emerge as May's go-to guy early on in May's starting tenure, right? 9 or more targets in 3 of the Patriots' last 4 games. He plays in the slot, obviously. The Jaguars get killed in the slot. Douglas's receiving yards prop, guys, is 46.5. I think he clears 50 on Sunday.
Nick, I got the lock of the week for you right here, buddy. You want it?
I don't want it.
Well, I'm going to give it to you anyways.
I need it.
All right, that's what I'm talking about. Green Bay Packers. Take the Packers over the Texans.
Wiggy, can I ask you a question?
Sure can.
Which quarterback in this game do you think is better, Jordan Love or C.J. Stroud?
I would say C.J. Stroud, but Houston's used to playing indoors. They got to travel to Green Bay, play outside, different elements. But I would say that, you know, obviously I think that C.J. Stroud is the better quarterback. But I just think the environment is going to be a little bit more difficult for the Texans outdoors than they're generally used to.
Well, here's what I say. What the hell do you know? Played in the NFL Super Bowl champion versus me sitting in my basement right now. I'll take Jordan Love heads up against C.J. Stroud. I like the Packers in the game also, Wiggy, so I'm on the same side as you here. If people agree with us, just make sure you lay 2.5 with Green Bay, not 3. Mm-hmm. And if you like Houston, bet plus 3 with the Texans, not plus 2.5. Could make the difference between winning and losing your bet on Sunday.
Nick, we were talking about Pittsburgh earlier and their switch at quarterback with Aaron Rodgers coming off a tough loss. Would you bet on this one at all, or are you staying away from it?
Oh, will I? Oh, I already have. This is like the football equivalent of Brokeback Mountain. I can't quit the Jets. I gotta tell you, like, I bet the Jets against the Bills on Monday. Just 3 hours of absolute agony the way that game played out on Monday night. And then I'm going to do it again because, like, they're better than Pittsburgh. They're definitely better. Russell Wilson is starting. He's so washed. He's brutal. And now the Jets have Devontae Adams also. Now, the Jets are the Jets. And the Steelers are the Steelers, so the Steelers will probably win the turnover margin 2-0 and probably win the game somehow by 3 points. But I'm just like, the Jets are better. So this is like one last ride for me and the Jets. Me, you know, the late Heath Ledger, Jake Gyllenhaal, give me the Jets laying the two on the road at the Steelers on Sunday night.
All right, Nick, one of the best games of the weekend, without a doubt, is going to be Lions-Vikings. The Lions seem like the absolute public pick right now. They've kind of got their wagon rolling a little bit here.
It was Eminem's birthday this week.
There you go. It was Eminem's birthday this week. I like the Vikings just as a pure anti-public play. I'm curious where you stand on this game.
I don't like Eminem, like, celebrity Lions fan. I just, ooh, like, I don't care.
He's
should
been
I
there
or
since
no?
the beginning. I mean,
I guess.
He went across 8 Mile.
That's true. Yeah,
I think Kid Rock has been there since the beginning.
F-Free World, 313.
Yeah. I think they probably both alienated themselves in different ways.
That's true.
So, yeah, public likes the Lions.
So, you know, every year you don't celebrate your Stanniversary?
I don't know what that is.
Okay.
That's for the, I believe.
Like, should I know what that is?
It'd be the first time you ever heard Eminem.
It's called? It's a great song.
The song, yeah, Stan, yeah.
It's fan. Not just a song. It's his.
Yeah, but I think.
What do they call that? His pseudo. His
pseudonym?
His alter ego?
His stage name?
Yeah. Greg, are you all right, Greg? Yeah. We're trying to like reach for that word for a while there.
Oh, yeah, he's old. I injured my Achilles badly running yesterday. Yeah. So
I think his alter ego is Slim Shady.
Slim Shady is his alter ego.
You need a very high-powered camera to capture a run from Greg. But I'm just not betting-wise. I'm curious, Costas, you're a big Giants guy. What are the odds that Bill Belichick is there next year? Is that what the fans want? Are people still okay with Daboll? How do they feel about Bill? What's the fan giant perspective today?
I'm going to try and not give you like a too big of like a fan answer here, because it's a really like it's a complex question. I do think Daboll is a good coach, but I think this is like consequences need to have, like, actions need to have consequences, right? There have to be repercussions for actions. Brian Daboll and Joe Shane, the Giants coach and GM, chose to extend Daniel Jones after the first year when they made the playoffs, and as a result, the Giants are in the wilderness this year and actually have a good team. Like, did you watch Sunday Night Football against the Bengals?
Their defense is legit.
Yeah. Like, if in all seriousness, if Drake May starts for that game on Sunday night for the Giants, I think they win by double digits. Daniel Jones is so bad that they lose by double digits. There have to be consequences for actions. I would fire Daboll and Shane after the season because they made this decision. It's their fault. Like, they've screwed us here, and I would love to see Bill Belichick coach the team. Just on Lions and Vikings, I like the over in the game. Make me pick the game. I'll take Detroit to win.
I like your G-men against the Eagles, though. I'm not sold on the Eagles, man. There's too much stuff. Nick Sirianni's getting into it with the fans.
Yeah.
The G-men got a good defense. I think they're at home. I think it's one of they split last year when they played. I don't know. I like your G-men against the G-men against the Eagles.
And Nick Sirianni is like here's another 90s pop reference for everybody. Like, Nick Sirianni is like the NFL's version of Britney Spears. Buzzed his hair off during the bye week like an absolute lunatic. Like, has his children in the post-game press conference.
Right.
Like, it's bring your child to work day.
What a loser.
And I gotta tell you, man, you bet the Eagles on Sunday. Like last week at the end of the game, you know what you'll be saying? Oops, I did it again. Right?
Yeah.
That's like the ninth time I've delivered that line this week. No, problematic here for the Giants, though, and also I bet the Giants earlier in the week, assuming that Malik Nabers was going to be back. He is. So he cleared protocol yesterday. So get him in your fantasy lineups. Like, Malik Nabers is back for the Giants. Problematic, though. Andrew Thomas, star left tackle, done for the season. Liz Frank injury. Horrific. And then two of the Giants, like, their two top pass rushers, Dexter Lawrence, who's like infant Aaron Donald. I don't want to insult the great Aaron Donald, but Dexter Lawrence is awesome. And Brian Burns and Kayvon Thibodeau is already out. Burns and Sexy Dexy have both not practiced yet this week. So this injury report today, it'll come out in like 3 hours. We'll learn more about their status for this game on Sunday. If they don't play, I think you can only bet the Eagles in this game, and I hate to say that. If they do play and you can get 3 or 3.5 for the Giants, I would bet my team.
All right.
All right, Nick.
Good stuff.
As always.
Yeah.
Great stuff.
I like the build to the Giants, though, because their defense, you know, when everybody's healthy with Burns and, like you said, Thibodeau and Lawrence, their defense is tough, man.
Yeah, they're good. Just again, the quarterback is atrocious.
Thanks.
You can't win with this quarterback. You can't do it.
What are you doing for the weekend? Any big plans?
Tonight my wife is going to dinner for one of her friend's birthdays, so I will be doing my daughter's bedtime and then sitting in the dark.
A lot of female only trips going on. Courtney is going to Miami for the weekend.
Where in Miami?
Well, I'm going for the Taylor Swift concert, so we're staying like North Miami Beach,
yeah,
right?
Nobu. Lakes? Did you say Nobu?
Yeah, I'm saying Nobu.
Ooh, and then, it's great. Good for you.
Yeah.
Would you let the missus go on a girl's trip to Miami? Because Wiggy says it's a dangerous place for women to go.
Well, I trust. Well, dangerous in what way?
Cheating wise.
Oh no, I don't think my wife is going to cheat. And look, that anyone who's like a new dad, I'm sure can relate to this. Like, please leave the house and play, like, and take my daughter, please. Also, they're my two favorite people in the world. Also, I would love nothing more than to park my ass on the couch and watch college football all Saturday. Just please go.
See?
Please, I'll pay for it. I'll pay for the whole thing, first class, everything.
See? And then Mrs. Costas is going to be down in the MIAO with all those buff Latinos driving around in Bentleys and
Well, I'll tell you what. How about this, Wiggy? My mom was born in Uruguay. I'm kind of a buff Latino. So how about that?
Okay, I didn't know that. Courtney said you were short.
That is true. I'm like 5'8". I am
like,
short.
Why? What?
You said he was kind of short.
No, I didn't. Yes. I said he was very handsome.
Daddy.
He had surprising energy for a short king.
I didn't. What is everything else I'm cool with here. That is kind of like a weird comment.
They're lying to your face.
No, Courtney, you said he's a good looking guy, but he's on the shorter side you saw pictures of him.
I don't think I ever said that.
Yeah, you did.
Short guy.
That's okay.
Short guy, not well endowed.
Oh, no, my
God. Listen, you know, like you play with the hand you dealt. I think I've done pretty well.
You've done great.
Yes, you have.
So your mom's is from Uruguay?
My mom was born in Uruguay. That's right. It's a big point of contention growing up because my sister and I don't speak Spanish.
All right.
And that side of the family always used to just look at us and be like, "Espeaky Spani?" And I'd be like,
"Nope.
I don't know what you're saying, dude."
Oh, my face.
I can never figure out the phone numbers in Uruguay.
Yeah, Montevideo. Yeah. Went there when I was a kid. Great country.
I didn't know you were half Latino, though.
Latin, Italian, and Greek. Huh? Get the whole Mediterranean covered.
There you go.
Nick, we'll talk to you next week.
There
are
people that say that makes up for being short. Wishing everyone minimal sweats when he bets. The absolute very best of luck.
There he is. Host of You Better You Bet, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider Nick Costos, presented by BetMGM. Check out all the latest lines right now on the BetMGM app. Sweet colors, brah. Pretty good answer, though.
Yeah.
The New England part.
Yep. They're on the come up. That's what I like to hear.
I don't know if he remembers the whole, like, you know, Revolutionary War or whatever, but maybe that they've forgiven.
To be fair, he wasn't there for it like you were.
Correct. Wow. Maybe they have move past that, and they can embrace New England as their football team.
All right.
As opposed to the Jaguars.
That was a proper answer right there, so I'll take it.
Good answer by Drake May.
Uh-huh.
And now it is on to Sunday and game two for Drake May as a starter. And Shime, I hope you're right. I hope that he gets his first win on Sunday.
Yeah, I feel good. This is the perfect opportunity for him to get that first win under his belt and move forward. This is one of a handful of winnable games coming up on your schedule. It's a team that is absolutely spiraling out of control, so it's the perfect opportunity
to
strike.
It's kind of weird the way the script has flipped, though. Like, maybe it's only me, but aren't you way more concerned about the defense than you are about the offense?
I think the defense is... It's not what I thought they were going to be, a top 10 defense. They're just meh, average at best. But I guess I'm, like, you guys are winnable game.
honestly, I could care less if they win. As long as Drake May plays good, if he goes out there and he throws for 275 yards and has two touchdowns and they lose the game, does that bother you?
I mean, at this point, I took the under, so I didn't expect that they were going to win more than 4.5 football games. So I guess in the back of your mind is always what you end up with as a draft pick.
Yeah.
So maybe you're
I've turned the page.
But I also would like to. I like the story of Drake May, and if mm-hmm. he comes on and is, lights out for the rest of this season,
right.
I think that's really exciting as a fan.
But do you want him to be lights out and they win 6-7 games and now you're hovering?
Because I would trust that, and past history would not indicate this, Curtis, but I would trust that if that happens, then they're going to spend some money.
But why not be lights out and lose?
Because who wants to lose?
Now you're going to be a top three pick.
But do you think that's good for his confidence, Wiggy? Into next season having lost, 8 or 9 of his 10 starts or whatever.
If you're losing because maybe the defense isn't playing great or you have an opportunity at the end of a game and a guy drops a football, but you're playing well and you look at and go, well, we're losing not because of me. And if I just had some pieces around me, wouldn't you want to be that top three pick?
Why? Who cares? You need a tackle.
So now, wait a second. So now we don't. So you don't care about having a top three versus being somewhere between 8, 9.
No,
and
I have a quarterback. I don't need to be. I don't. I'll be 8. You can win 7 games.
Yeah, but
pick 8th. The Falcons have done it for 4 years.
You can use the number one to trade down and maybe get you an extra first round pick, and then use one of those picks to potentially trade for an elite wide receiver and still have a first.
Are the Bears where they are today? If they don't get that pick and trade with the Panthers and get the haul that they got for Bryce Young.
It's a good point.
I mean, it depends. Do they draft C.J. Stroud or do they draft Bryce Young?
That's what I'm telling you.
But even the C.J. Stroud thing, the C.J. Stroud is because the Texans traded and got and picked up an extra pick. So they got C.J. Stroud and Will Anderson.
No, they traded back up into the third.
Well, no,
I don't want it. Draft talk is already interminable. Like, can we not do it already?
I don't think he seems like it's early, but it doesn't mm-hmm. seem like win or lose, his confidence is going to be effective.
Right.
Like, he seems like he's a pretty confident guy. So.
And can I just get this out there? The next time anybody references the salary cap, somebody just posted on Twitter about how the Patriots have $170 million next year, the most. Do you know who's number three for most cap space in the NFL? I'll tell you.
The Chiefs.
The Detroit Lions, who literally spend money on all their guys at the top of the market every year. And yet somehow the mythical cap space appears. Like, I'm just so tired of Robert Kraft and this organization just excusing away the inability to spend at the top of the market for players they need. And I don't care about the draft. Obviously, they need to draft.
Yeah, but I know you don't care about it, but I think that's important where we are now. Like, it's not like we care about making the playoffs because we're not going to be there, right? We did this last year. We were cool caring about the draft and draft, where
we needed a quarterback. It's different.
But even now, though, the higher you are in the draft means you could potentially use that to pick up an extra first round to maybe get a guy
I don't know. I want to wake up Sunday morning and watch them win a football game.
So if they win, what's that going to do for you Monday?
It just put me in a better mood.
Yeah.
Like, it just make me happy.
It makes Drake May better.
How does that make Drake May
confidence
better?
Because he learns how to win a football game.
If he goes out there and plays well and they lose because their defense...
Did you hear him after the last game, though? Because he said straight up to all the media members, like, my supporters, my friends, my family aren't going to be talking about the good plays I had. They're going to be talking about the fact that we lost the football game.
Because he had three turnovers.
I want them to win. It's like... I don't have the Brockton mentality. Like, I want to win football games.
You don't want to win football games. Stop capping. Because you're not going to fit. If he went out there and threw for 300 yards, because I heard Jones and Keith talking about this yesterday. He goes out there and throws 300 yards, two
touchdowns. Should Jackson tell the story about peeing near the lake on the midday show?
Yes, he should.
Sorry, Wiggy.
No, I was going to say, if he goes out there and he plays well and the defense loses, we're going to be happy That's the only thing that matters.
Well, you can talk about what you want all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI, on a Patriots Friday. Courtney, have a great trip to Miami.
Yeah, enjoy Miami.
See you Sunday at 9:30 at Publico with James, Greg.
Yes. We got a pick. We'll go somewhere for brunch.
Love it.
I'll see all of you on the Cape tomorrow.
Yep. Oyster Bash.
Oyster Bash. I may see some of you tonight at the, I'm very excited. Celtics tip-off dinner this evening at the casino. So
that'll be really interesting.
Bougie.
We'll get ready for that season to start.
Buried the lead there.
That'll be really nice.
Should be a fun evening tonight. I'm looking forward to seeing all of the Celtics fans.
Please do not limp around at that.
And Wiggy wants tickets to opening night.
No, I do want tickets, but also I have to shout out my man, Adam, and his fiance, Sarah, for giving me Big Bertha back. I finally got my truck back. Took the body work, impeccable. I might even sell the truck. Yeah. It looks so good.
Really? Wow. Oh.
It's a gas guzzler.
Are they expensive? I'm bringing mine on Wednesday.
City Wiki is so different.
Yeah, I am. Chime. It's like I don't drive it. It eats up gas. It sits in the garage. I'm definitely
excellent.
I have changed.
You know where that truck is very popular? Uruguay.
Is it?
Yes, very popular truck in Uruguay.
And I know what's her name?
I know somebody whose mom's is from Uruguay.
Yeah. And Monica Tibbetts Nuts, she looks at me differently because I have a truck, so I don't like to be judged.
All right, that's it. We'll be back Monday from Gillette Stadium. Patriots Monday. Jones and Keefe next. Have a great weekend. Thank you for being here today.